This is Akashwani. The news read by Hagiani. The Election Commission today appointed special observers in 6 states to provide critical feedback and vigilant oversight for a level playing field during the upcoming Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. The states are West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra and Bihar, where the population is more than 7 crores, along with Andhra Pradesh and Odisha, where the simultaneous elections to the assemblies are to be held. The special observers have been entrusted with the crucial task of supervising the randomization of personnel, security forces and voting machines, thereby preventing any attempt to subvert the democratic process and ensuring a level playing field. They will station themselves at the state headquarters and, if needed, in the areas where sensitivity is high or a necessary coordination is required. They will also seek inputs and coordinate with the regional health and nodal officers of various agencies involved in monitoring activities. The special observers will have special focus in the border areas and work on border sensitivities in plugging the inflow of inducements. The Commission has also deployed special expenditure observers in Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and Odisha to clamp down on money power in elections and strengthen the existing election expenditure monitoring. The special observers appointed are former civil servants with a brilliant track record of domain expertise and a past experience with election processes. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has reiterated the commitment to make India the third largest economic superpower in his third term. Addressing his first election rally in Uttarakhand for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls in Rudrapur within the Nainital Udham Singh Nagar parliamentary constituency, the Prime Minister spoke about the steps taken by the NDA government for the development of the state. BJP candidate and Minister of State Ajay Bhatt is contesting from Nainital Udham Singh Nagar parliamentary constituency against the Congress candidate Prakash Joshi. The Prime Minister criticized the Congress for neglecting national interests. Voting is to be held on April 19th in the first phase for all the 5 Lok Sabha seats of the state. A total of 83,37,914 voters of the state will decide the fate of 55 candidates contesting for 5 Lok Sabha seats of the state. India has condemned China for its repeated actions of renaming places in Arunachal Pradesh. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that assigning invented names will not alter the reality that Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India. The Indian response comes in the wake of China's provocative action of renaming places in Arunachal Pradesh. Yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had said that changing names does not have an effect. He said Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will always be a state of India. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today when a joint team of CRPF, Cobra Battalion, District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was on a search operation in Gangalur area of Bijapur district in Bastar division. The encounter took place this morning in Gangalur area of Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. According to the IG of Bastar range, Sundar Raj P, on the basis of intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in this area, a joint team of CRPF, Cobra Battalion, District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was on a search operation. The exchange of fire between security forces and Maoists took place in the forest of Lendra at around 6 a.m. today. So far, bodies of 9 Maoists have been recovered from the area. Apart from this, a light machine gun and a barrel grenade launcher along with a large quantity of weapons and explosives were also recovered from the spot. The Aam Aadmi Party today alleged that BJP is planning to arrest 4 more of its leaders in the coming months in the liquor scam case. Briefing media in New Delhi, party leader and Delhi Minister Atishi alleged that the BJP is using central agencies to crush Aam Aadmi Party. She claimed that BJP approached her and threatened her with arrest if she didn't join them. She added that along with her, Aam Aadmi Party leaders Saurabh Bharadwaj, Durgesh Pathak and Raghav Chadha will be arrested in the next 2 months. The Democratic Republic of Congo appointed Judith Suminwa Tuluka as the African nation's first woman prime minister. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.